causing that the major problem with that is that members of the National Council of Provinces include components from the legislature. We need to add to the legislature that form part of the NCOP and that will actually create problems of interpretation.
Chair, first of all, if I can start with the reference to members of the NCOP. I think the only reason that I can think of why they would be included there would be because them together with NA members are the members of current parliament and members of parliament. But that would be the only
being diverse as we are now, this will really create problems. People are because, like, you know, I would like to say that for a person to be prominent or not prominent is a subjective matter. It's only a few that will agree without argument, but others will argue. Because it's prominent from the view of a certain side, and then from the other side it's not, and then an argument will ensue. If it was possible, you know, maybe to charge you by a level to actually find together something that can be some sort of a grand guideline, what is there that you will be talking about? So that if the weaker or the program committee or whoever is targeted for the development, that recommendation, at least there is a narrowed playground where they are actually basing their decision. Rather than just, you know, it's one that comes in and that very the main, that half of the people in the room that don't even know or they've got no relation to that. But because to them, it is the person that they believe has a national or international state, whereas it is not, and then finds argument. And sometimes, like as you say, is that we have got political alignment even into the continent and the like. And then others are believing in this, and then that person has the view as a prominent person, whereas others are politically opposed to that person. They don't even want to think about that person. And then you can expect them to debate. But if there is a guideline that says, you know, we'll respect the head of state of the continent or for subject or whatever, then at least that kind of a political argument then is removed. Then there is some objectivity to the decision making. If there is somebody can put together something, it will at least those that will be engaging in taking decisions can come. Otherwise, but this is just leaving wide open. We must expect that some other day will be paid for 12 hours without the resolution.
Yeah. Sure, I think the main issue around the guidelines is whether or not members should accept the notion of the bonus as possible. As members of the committee, they probably can propose a motion of the bonus to anybody whom that party considers prominent, from your past leader or whatever the investment. The issue is, once the House has adopted that, because most of the time there's no reason not to adopt it. Once the House has adopted it, in what circumstances, according to the guidelines, would the House be required to stand in recognition of the passing of the person? It could be that we could leave it to the Speaker or the presiding officer to say, will the members please rise? Mm-hmm. If there's a massive road accident, a bus for the school children, a motion of condolence, at the end of it, the House of Lords, and the Speaker says, would members please stand? So, maybe we should leave to the presiding officer, in the expectation that the presiding officer is going to do the best for the House and for the image of Parliament in the process.
president 100%. Because a question may be put on an area that his assistance is not required by the president. You know, it's, if the president takes a ship to Asia, need people that are in the business is there. And then we put the question out about that particular thing and what use of you made or whatever cooperation. It can't be correct. It can't be correct. And I think they also said that the question of members of parliament as well, they sometimes need to be informed about the judiciary, about the executive. And you know, if we know the Minister of Health, what the Minister of Health is supposed to do, we need to emphasize that the rule has a good one. Not to be here and sitting down to make it fair on a daily basis. But that is fair. Unless it may be that has been picked up by you only. The office that deals with the question. When they actually inform them about the question for the president, they also need the area that will be assigned and sponsored to guide members on the area to raise the question. That's what I think of. Whether we need to really formalize that in the guidelines or in that strategy, for granted that it will be continued by the office, then it's another thing. But the fact that we know as members of parliament when we see those questions, we do know we are informed by the office that some people also as has been happening, unless the office changes its mind and wants to make life for members and do that.
Responsible for that, I think the responsibility lay somewhere else, probably you would have paid them, but they didn't offer you this to pay them. So, you know, just because it's a different prison doesn't mean Texas wants political everything in government.
Two things. One is that I think you could perhaps work in something like the issues assigned, the functions assigned to the deputy president, the vice president, and something that's communicated to Parliament by the League of Government Business, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are dependent on the general information from the president. And the second thing would be, in a more general sense, of government changes. I think in chapter 11, messages from the president of the
Thank you.
Thank you.
decided for 2009. We have renewed, we have reviewed the rule. Once the rules are taken by the chamber, accepted by the chamber, so there will be lots of other guidelines that we have been able to get. That will ensure that I sign the rules. That is only have a guideline that is not in line with the rules. And of course, colleagues who are working there, they could have experience, they will advise us accordingly. What is the effect of the employee? Please work on the footing. And we don't have committees on pain and cancer. And the worth of law courses, all that, I think, will be covered by police growing. We'll rely here on the also on some of the cancer that are there. In 2009, one surely, and I'm going to lie, it will be really.
How much is that cheap? Even though the incumbent knows she has the removal of president, she wasn't the only member of parliament that did not come. Which doesn't mean it's not the president. I don't know. The implication of this rule is that we must therefore take her to DC and fine her for not coming to vote for Zuma. Okay. It can't be. I think let's leave this thing to caucuses to control their own members. Needless to say, members must take their work seriously and so on and so forth. The final thing, leave the context of my analogy and example. The principle I'm just trying to communicate is, once we have something like this, it's very easy for us to terrorize smaller parties, or the majority parties terrorize some of the individual members. If they think they'll just punish you and take your 1,000 rand because they're an ability, they can take that decision. It's fair. Let's leave caucuses to control their members in the house. That's an emphasis overboard that we need to take our way here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
the three-month referendum to a committee. Now, we're proposing that the committee be a disciplinary committee and the best by in the rule 194.
Okay.
If you are in the 15th, I think you can respond to anything you feel what
in the House, by Kosovo, and not to Parliament contact the Palestinian Party in the case of the country. And only Parliament is given the power to help the individual to sort of keep the House with no hate and provision provided by the party. You will see the country demonstrating the House of people never bring the community. And this is what we're trying to do. For me, for Florida students, as long as they're here and they're given an report. But if you've not done anything, you just write that nobody knows very well. Why should you pay for that? Get to your salary. We know that in the privileges and our privileges, you took us to court, but they don't able to. Yes. You remember when you went for the salary system, five payments, yes. You can see a problem here in the court. So,
but we believe as our,
I'm waiting for you
as our winner.
But another thing that it's been coming from there. I know you're from there. But the problem is people don't come to
us. Why is it different type of work? I wanted to talk about something the week allocation. That this week, one is the week in a chief. How do you, I just want to see, get an explanation, what is the cost of your relation to a chief week? Because you only have two chief weeks, chief week of the ruling party in the room. The rest, they make for themselves. So the day there is, chief people of the ruling party, chief people of the largest opposition. Oh.
And five can be chief within the near future.
What? Why did you do that? Okay.
I never leave the place too.
Yeah, all of us are going to be able to celebrate. You didn't say that.
Okay, in
chapter 5, the rules require the rules of the rules to approve a multi-party committee to consider the country's around the 3,000 mobile members. We are proposing that a committee be established to chair our staff, so that it will be chaired by the speaker, and that the membership should be in line with the membership of the political committees, that it should be proportional, that it's meeting must be held in first session, unless the committee decides to come in. And that under highlighting after some of the points said, and that the proceedings of evidence given by or placed for the committee, while in closed session, may not come back of any hearing and function more importantly, the committee must consider the circumstances that led the removal of a member in terms of Rule 5.3a, make recommendations where applicable, and exercise power specified by the rule of the committee in carrying out the voting of the report and next minute.
Given what we're looking at.
get it, you will remove it out from the arm. Then you go all the way and get it. And that means you are sober because you are intricate. And I'm not following, just indulge you. What's the point, really?
Why you were thrown out of the house, why was it decision was taken, why is it being treated now? You as a public representative, the people that voted you in, who you represent, have the right to see it. And I maintain that these meetings should be open to the public, because I agree with what Honourable Lordy said. If we're too embarrassed to show publicly, if we weren't embarrassed in the house to do it publicly, then we must be embarrassed in the meeting to discuss it publicly. Away from the public sort of grandstanding, political point. That is where you talk about that happening in the house. That is this kind of thing. Currently, I mean, the house talk about it, but so often we lose the essence of the faith because of grandstanding and
policy.
This is that in the house. Yes, it's true. The point of the matter is, I think, as I say, it appears that it is quite a good suggestion that we take it to the university where if a relevant member wants to go there. Sometimes people in the heat of the moment can just challenge authority. And they go out and they say, oh, I'm going to apologize to the speaker and then go over. But
who is fighting is the way to go. There is nothing, none of us, that one can see. He says that the company is careful. He has hope when you want to hide nothing to hide. But here is the problem.
I thought they should not have closed it.
Was successful. We settled account and number two, therefore was no other except to call
one day. I'm not quite sure what you call it. But they didn't speak with Adria, they didn't speak as a friend of that. And then that did you see that? Then what did happen? Because that is not really a voting type of a say, of course, maybe the future of
what is the
vote? But it could be a voting, they didn't sit down. Sit down, keep up with the nation in general, the people. And then it's time to do it. I think that's what he wanted to do. You don't want the woman to say a woman to
so
a man needs to behave now causing problems for parliament is embarrassing one of us. He thinks we shouldn't do that way and apologize. I think that's what he wanted to do. I know in the Rules Committee, the ANC went to the Rules Committee and said, get rid of this committee. This sub-committee in general, that's what we call it, a new type of thing. And the DA walked out. There was a meeting between DA and ANC. And the ANC considered that, no, the committee won't kill anyone. Allow the committee to let it. DA came back. And I think that's how they think that they have that on this one. I don't think we want to do something as high as that. Whether we open it or not, I'm not very married to that. We can open it if we want to open it. We can also take a decision. I think we are allowed to open and close. But you can't do that at the charity. You must have some permission. And then that's an issue that is there. And those then that you have to say that too.
There was no prayer in front of the court. That's to any other form. So the prayer has to do with the security process. So you could still go back to court, and I can guarantee you, you will get, if you study that judgment, you will get a order that physical removal of members on the basis of the things that they say. Inconsistent with the constitution. Removal of members, physical removal, is that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
That thing is different. So that's the first point of discussion. And again, I want to warn you, don't take that route because you're going to lose that case. And you'll spend unnecessary money. Of course. Now, the second thing is, if you were removed because you were causing physical harm to someone, what's the guy? Forget his name. He was Mr. Hendrick. I keep thinking Hendrick is this guy. Oh, yeah! No problem. No, he was proposing earlier on, if I'm not mistaken, that it seems that the disciplinary committee is where such a matter would go, because it seems to me that the DC, the way it's being thought of now, is not a proportional representation. It's like every party sends someone, and then you are paying for of that. Now, yeah, that person, I'm not, I think I wanted to entertain that proposal, that it seems to me you're proposing a standing DC. I don't know. One, two, that it would entertain methods of discipline, amongst which would be questions of as to whether a specific physical removal of somebody was proper or not. Now, what is the record? What is the record if that person was not posing any physical harm or to be property
you get there? Obviously, you will have, it means you will have, your right to participate on that day and so on and so forth would have been, you would have basically violated what the finding essentially means, the person's right was violated. If the physical removal was involved. Now, I want I want DC where Speaker of Parliament can appear and detail it DC as well. I want to ask because of the confession that he has made. Even though Zoom, if we form a DC, if we broke any of these rules, because according to the rules of Parliament, if he's in the House, he abides by the rules. There is a party, he's a member of Parliament in some way, in terms of subjection to the rules. So if he breaks the rules, I apply to that committee that he must appear. He must appear. If he broke the rule, now he must go and appear there and explain to all of us so that we can take a decision whether he still has violated the Constitution or not. I just want to clarify, is that the status of such a body? Because in that case, you will be holding the Speaker accountable or a presiding officer. Otherwise, it's useless. Because there's no holding accountable and a decision like, okay, you're going to therefore lose 1, 2, 3, 4 or something that would be punishable. Speaker must come there, apologize, and then all those things. Which this one, I don't know if it's possible, but is that the status of the body? In which case I would agree. You don't need something else called multi-party. The status is the DC, which was his proposal initially. That DC can deal with physical removal. And the plaintiff, if I'm not mistaken, the complainant will be a member that is removed. The one that must account, this might be wrong. The one that must account is the speaker that must appear and explain himself. I took this decision, you know, it is blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that would have parliament.
Forward.
Yeah,
I was suggesting that although you use the composition.
dealt with by the Rules Committee or by whatever other structure. So this is not a committee to find anybody guilty. The way I tried to word it down to say, would be to receive and consent the report on the event. That would be from the presiding officer, because you're going to speak the nominee. The report would need to be comprehensive, covering the conduct of the member, the presiding officer's ruling, and the subsequent conduct of the protection services or security services. The committee would, however, not consider those aspects with a view to the possible reversal of any of those aspects. Instead, its focus would be on whether the procedures, unfortunate as they are, were implemented in a way that best serves the overall interests of the institution and its members, or whether any aspect is cause for concern and needs to be further addressed. It's a kind of, it happens, it's terrible that it should happen, but in the circumstances, are we multi-party satisfied that the best possible, was dealt with the best possible manner? So that's what I understood the parties to be concerned about, whether the system or whether this mechanism was possibly going to be abused by a presiding officer or a speaker or whatever, or that the member was unfairly thrown out and limited with no provocation, etc. That kind of broad assessment has happened,
that say members of parliament, the one that you are proposing, the one that says no members of parliament, and not that something to plan. But it would be a good idea to have some option. Because I think the rules probably might call some two options. This one is a member of parliament, the identification, this one is a non-member of parliament, the identification. I do think that tomorrow we'll finalize. If we start at 9:30, by 2, I think. But also, that is of members, so to assist us in general. We know that the rules committee has not set out the rules, for instance, except one.